In Allentown, Vice President Harris said America is ready to turn the page on a decade of politics driven by fear and derision, while also emphasizing health care.
I believe access to health care should be a right and not just a privilege.
Philadelphia judge allowed Elon Musk's daily $1 million giveaway to a registered voter to continue. The Philadelphia district attorney sued to block the program, calling it an illegal lottery. And amid concerns about safety, the New York City Police Department documents that the FBI has received more than 2,000 threats to election workers. This is ABC News. The music world paying tribute to songwriter, producer, and entertainment industry legend Quincy Jones. He died Sunday at 91. Among his best-known credits in his seven-decade career, producer of Michael Jackson's Thriller, still the best-selling album of all time. ABC News contributor and SiriusXM host Mike Muse has more on Jones' work with the King of Pop.
Far too often, we see singers of today who have incredible vocal ability but lack the production and music to match their ability. That is an art form and a science unto itself. He went on also to produce Michael Jackson's Bad album, really helping define that era of who Michael Jackson is.
Jones was nominated for 80 Grammys and won 28. And Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek announced he has colorectal cancer. The 47-year-old says he's getting treatment and is feeling good. The number of Americans under 55 with colorectal cancer has doubled since 1995, now the third most common in the U.S. I'm Brian Clark, ABC.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Overcast and mild tonight with periods of rain, low 55, cloudy with scattered showers tomorrow. A brief thunderstorm is also possible with a high of 64. The winds will be south to southwest 10. 10 to 17 miles per hour. Showers ending early in the evening tomorrow night, then decreasing clouds and cooler later with a low of 38. Winds southwest becoming northwest around 10. And partly sunny on Wednesday, it'll be a high of 54. And then a nice fall day with mostly sunny skies on Thursday and a high of 56. Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving rain and our winds are out of the northeast at 2 miles per hour and our current temperature is 59 degrees.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
When I see you in the morning, that old sleep still in. Two shadows in the light before the dawn, the sweetest thing I've ever known is loving you. And I
is love. hilltop place to park. Gave us some girls that stole her hearts. Gave us some books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year. Them country stores to buy that beer. A place to go nobody knows. Where you take it in and you take it slow. Like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it. Tore down them old two-lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. In a back row pew, good dirt that the corn grows through, good water that can wash away our sins, good times and some damn good friends, whole lot of not too much to do, all the time in the world to do it, every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down them old two-lane roads, we either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Too good to us. Slow like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. All is something, ain't it?
Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down them old two-lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we this town's been too good to us. Yeah, too good to us.
Garcia.
I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Put it high gear now. Well, my baby went out, she didn't stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising home. Crazy about a Mercury. Yeah, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Tell you what I'd do, I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury, Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
Was Ellen Jackson singing about the Mercury Blues. I used to have a Mercury. I had a Mercury Cougar back in the 80s. Wasn't a classic Sharp style like there was earlier, but I liked it. It was a nice car. But anyways, yeah, so yeah, Mr. Ellen Jackson has those Mercury Blues right here on Country and Community. And before that, we had Skylar Elise with, also, we had Dylan Scott. And right now, our time is 6:19. Our temperature is 59 degrees at, like I said, 6:19. And that's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge, our temperature is. And we have received 1/100th of an inch of rain so far today. It is raining outside, but it's kind of a lighter rain, kind of a drizzly, lighter type rain coming down. Nothing like what we had steady all yesterday, pretty much throughout the day, to give us 2 1/4 inches of rain. So it's a rainy one. Hopefully you're staying dry. If you have to go out and about, be sure to take a jacket with you. And tomorrow too, tomorrow morning when you go to the polls, be sure to take a jacket or umbrella, because they are talking tomorrow. Maybe some scattered showers and possibly a brief thunderstorm possible. So that'll be going there. But the showers are supposed to end early in the evening. So if you you don't get out to the polls till later, then you should be fine. And the polls will be opening at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning and will be closing at 8 p.m. as usual. And if you're not sure where you have to vote at, you can always go online and find your voting place at myvote.wi.gov. So get on there, and even on there, they even have some of the issues in some of the areas, what's on the ballot. So get out and vote, make the choice that's right for you, whatever candidate you think is right, vote for them. You know, it's not wrong whoever you vote for, because that's your decisions. You may get a little bit of hassle from some people, but, you know, don't let it bother you, because if you feel that's the right choice, then go for it. So hopefully we'll get people out to vote. I think it's going to be a busy voting day, so if you have any appointments to go to tomorrow, make sure, and you plan on voting before you go to your appointment or before you have to go to work, allow yourself enough time, because there might be some long lines at some of the polling places. Also going on tomorrow, Tech Help Tuesday is being held at the Brewer Public Library, as it is every Tuesday from 9 to noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. And there is no charge for this service. Coming up next, we have Bombshell, that's spelled B-O-M-S-H-E-L, with the Bombshell Stomp.
We got Tennessee moonshine, chicken and beer, the band's in the barn and the gang's all here. If you're looking for a good time, honk your horn. Bring your dog, call all your friends, send a shout out to your next of kin. Tell them all come just as you are, we're getting down on the farm. Come on everybody, gotta move your body to the Bombshell Stomp, Bombshell Stomp. Kick up your boots and get back to your roots to the Bombshell Stomp, Bombshell Stomp. To the right, stomp to the left, shake your booty, step, step, step. Grab yourself a cute guy, honey, don't be shy. Everybody romp to the Bombshell Stomp. There's no excuse for an empty cup. Keep them all full till the sun comes up. If you get too hot down by the fire, take a roll in the hay if you so desire. There's a million stars in the sky tonight. That old full moon is a beautiful sight. Shake, shake, shake it till the cows come home. Rocking it on that farm. Come on, everybody. Gotta move your body to the Bombshell Stomp.
Bombshell Stomp.
Kick up your boots and get back to your roots. To the Bombshell Stomp. Bombshell Stomp. To the right, stomp to the left, shake your booty, step, step, step. Grab yourself a cute guy, honey, don't be shy. Everybody romp to the Bombshell Stomp. Step, step, step. Grab yourself a cute guy, honey, don't be shy. Everybody romp to the Bombshell Stomp.
A little outside of Elizabethtown, I'd sit down and trade a couple country songs for Kentucky bourbon. Little old gal in the middle of the night, learning how to love and learning how to fight, and learning how to like my brand of hurt. Hell, there's hell everywhere I go. I'm just sticking with the devil I know. Hell, everywhere I go, I'm just sticking with the devil I love. I love somebody everybody loves, and he's in love with my messed up. Most folks can't see my soul through the smoke. And we're suitcase marks on a hardwood floor, flipping the bird, slamming the door, and peeling out and turning round and coming home. I rode and better choices than I chose. I'm just sticking with the devil I know. With the devil I know.
WRCO. Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, my name is Pat McGee. I was on the Ithaca School Board for 12 years, and this referendum is really important for the school district. Back when Tommy Thompson was governor, the state promised that they would pay two-thirds for public education. That never occurred. And in the more recent years, we've had a lot of issues with the state cutting our funding even more. And with the advent of vouchers for private schools and charter schools, that share of the pot is even smaller. At Ithaca, there are huge advantages for the students. One, all the extracurriculars are free, and you can participate in them. We don't cut people from extracurriculars. The other thing is, you'll get a really good, solid, basic education that will prepare you for moving on, whether you go to college, whether you go to trade school, or whether you just go into the workforce, you'll be in a good shape to be successful. What I would like to ask everyone, if you want to keep your community together, if you want to keep a community school that serves the local students, vote yes on this referendum. It's really important.
I heard a lady tell her story about how she grew up knowing she was adopted. She had a good life. When she turned 18, she looked up her birth parents. She found out that her mother had been raped. They met and became friends. One day, her mother told her, "I'm so glad I had you." It was one of her best days ever. Adoption, the loving option. Brought to you by Richland County Right to Life.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's time for a WRCO 75th birthday tribute. Joe Kelch began as news director in the spring of 1950, and he covered some of the most historical events in the nation, including a visit by then-Senator John Kennedy in 1959.
Politics also held a spotlight briefly in September as two United States senators visited the area. John Kennedy of Massachusetts was on a hard-hitting whirlwind tour of the state, taking the pulse of voters to learn of his potential as a possible presidential candidate. Kennedy gave us a resume of his Richland Center talk.
He pointed out that I thought that the agricultural problem, the decline in income, even though the country may be experiencing general prosperity, that is going to be the most serious issue in the 1960 campaign domestically. And then I also pointed out that I thought it incumbent upon the Democratic Party to come forward with an agricultural program which we can rally around and not merely confine our attack to criticizing the shortcomings of Mr. Benson. I think it's vitally important in this field, if we're going to meet our responsibilities, that we be affirmative.
This WRCO 75th Birthday Minute has been sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
100.9 WRCO. Overcast and mild this evening with periods of rain, low 55, cloudy with scattered showers tomorrow. A brief thunderstorm is also possible, high 64. Winds will be south to southwest, 10 to 17. Showers ending early in the evening tomorrow night. Decreasing cloud and cooler later with a low of 38 and partly sunny on Wednesday with a high of 54. Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving some light rain outside and our current temperature is 58 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance, honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? I'm not trying to come on like some rhinestone Romeo. I'm looking for a whole lot more than a one-night rodeo. What can I do to prove to you I'm laying it on? Slow dance.
gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way they're leaving all the way down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. Tell me that you got my back. that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out.
Oh, help me out.
Just get me back. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't want to think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. Come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I pour it straight and strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Come on, whiskey drink. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. And I take all night.
David James with Wreck My Weekend. And hopefully your weekend wasn't wrecked, especially with all that rainy weather we had yesterday. But hopefully you had a great weekend anyways. But 6:46 is our time right now. Our temperature is 58 degrees. Still that light rain coming out outside. But, you know, at least, you know, we needed the rain. It was pretty dry. But at least it isn't coming down as heavy as it was yesterday. And I'll tell you one thing I'm looking forward to after tomorrow is not getting text messages and calls from potential spam, it says on my phone. So it's like, yeah, you know what that's all about. In fact, some of them left voicemail messages too. But anyways, and also mail, when you have about 7 or 8 pieces of mail and it's pretty much stuff you want to throw away, that's the thing, don't look forward to. But, they're trying to reach out and get the people's support and let them decide on who's the best choice for tomorrow. But anyways, that's one thing I'm going to be happy to look for. I won't have to delete all those text messages and all those voicemail messages that do come through. But anyways, do get out to vote tomorrow. 7 a.m. is when the polls open, and open until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And as I said, if you want to find out where your vote at, go to myvote.wi.gov. And Badger basketball. Yes, it's that time of year. Time for basketball season. College basketball won't be long. High school basketball will be starting up. That'll be towards the end of the year. They still got to get through all the football playoffs and the volleyball playoffs and as such. But basketball season for high school is not too far away either. But the Wisconsin Badgers open their regular season tonight at home. And they play against Holy Cross. The Badgers have 5 straight games at the Kohl Center to start out the season. So if you want to go catch some Badger action, you have plenty of time to go do that. But if you're not able to get down there and listen to them, the best bet is to listen on WRCE, because we are carrying that game tonight, the broadcast of it. Tip-off for that contest will be at 7 tonight, so the tip-off is not too far away. And the pregame for that program is currently underway.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hello, this is Judy Elvin. My family and I have a long history in the greater Ithaca area. I would like to encourage you to vote yes in November on the Ithaca referendum. Having pride in Ithaca means something different for everyone. A great education, an outstanding learning environment, premier sports programs, award-winning extracurricular activities, small class sizes, and more. Whatever Ithaca pride means to you, please show your pride in November and vote yes on a great future of our great district.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Are you ready for a trusted leader in Richland County? I'm Deb McCoy, your candidate for Register of Deeds. With over 20 years of experience as a title insurance agent preparing and examining legal documents, I've mastered Wisconsin's recording statutes and legal descriptions. The security of your property's title must be protected with pinpoint accuracy. I know the ins and outs of real estate records and understand the importance of accurate documentation. While prioritizing privacy, customer service, and the accuracy our community needs, I've prepared thousands of legal documents and successfully closed countless real estate transactions. From maintaining a land records index to managing millions in escrow, my knowledge and professional communication skills ensure you're in capable hands. I'm dedicated to serving the taxpayers of Richland County with integrity and expertise. Vote experience, vote accuracy. Vote Deborah J. McCoy for Register of Deeds. Paid for by candidate.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
WRCO 100.9.
Take my daily bread. I dream of your arms around me as I tuck the kids in bed. I don't know what you're doing, and I don't know where you are, but I look up at that great big sky. And I hope you're wishing on that same bright star. I pray. And I sleep alone, I cry alone. And it's so hard living here on my own. So please.
scared to death. I can't breathe and I catch my breath, but I keep chasing that same old devil down the same old dead end highway. Ain't no love in Oklahoma, just a whistle of a long black train. You'll know when it's coming for you, riding here on a wind and rain.
A special report from ABC News, your voice, your vote. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Both candidates still crisscrossing the country in their final hours before Election Day, with both former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. Trump earlier in Reading, Pennsylvania, said that if they win Pennsylvania, if they win it, he said, we will win the whole ball of wax. It's all over. Election officials in battleground Arizona held a news conference to reassure voters that come what may.